almost ready.
We will reconvene the June 2009 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda, 09-0483, United States Army Corps of Engineers. Mr. Badger.
We went to public hearing with this on the Eastern Shore and with Mr. Allen, and it's my understanding that if I can be brief, y'all would be greatly appreciative.
Always appreciated here.
Okay. And I will leave a lot of it out because it's in your evaluation. Army Corps of Engineers requests authorization to place 100,000 cubic yards of dredge material per dredge cycle from the maintenance of Quimby Creek Channel on previously used wall site adjacent to State Owned Marsh, northwest of Pila Point, in public ground 61 in Upshur's Bay, and to place up to 200,000 cubic yards of dredge material from the maintenance of Sloop Channel and North Channel in Accomack County upon two previously used wall sites adjacent to State Owned Marshes, or State Owned Marsh in northwest of Country Channel, in public ground 66, north of the intersection of Great Matchpunga River and North Channel in Hog Island Bay. Both wetlands and subaqueous permits are required. I'll just go through pretty quickly. The three circles here are the three spoil sites, Quimby, Lewis Wharf, Upshur's Bay, Hog Island Bay, Atlantic Ocean here. The three channels are Quimby Channel, Sloop Channel, and North Channel. Again, closer view, you can see the cut channels. These three disposal sites have been used in the past. Quimby Channel has been used since 73 and has created vegetated wetlands on the edge of State Marsh. Sloop Channel has been used since 57 and has also created vegetated wetlands in this area. North Channel is non-vegetated, but it's been used since 67, and it has gone intertidal in some ports of it. There's horseshoe ground leases along the side. However, no one's made comment from the leaseholders in the area to us, and they were notified by mail of a public hearing. A little closer view where it's supposed to go in the Quimby. There you hear, and as you can see, this is areas that has been built up since 73 and has created vegetated wetlands. Again, Quimby, the vegetated wetlands that's been created, and the spoil site is in this general area here. And this is the outline, low water, created wetlands on the edge of the marsh. Spoil will go in this general area, and it will not exceed the height of the marsh, as it says here. Finished grade not to exceed the elevation of adjacent marsh. Down here in Sloop Channel, same situation. It's on the edge of the marsh and it won't exceed the height. Here it will be maximum of 2 feet above mean low water. North Channel comes in like this, and the disposal area is here. It's about 2 miles on all three of the disposal sites from the Eastern Shore mainland. Again, Sloop Channel. You can see the spoil site, which vegetated wetlands has been created. Again, cross-section, elevation not to exceed. North Channel, my rendition, since it's all water. North Channel, day marker, spoil site is in this general area here. Placement site's about 1,000 feet off of the channel, and it's about 1,000 feet away from the nearest oyster ground leaseholder. And again, these leaseholders were notified of the spoil sites as they have been in the past, and we have no opposition from anyone on this project. We held a public hearing on June 2nd in Accomack to take comments. One Army Corps representative was there, two from the Harbor, Quimby Harbor Committee, and one local citizen, and we have not received any protests whatsoever. VIMS, as in the past, has concerns with the overboard disposal of material with suspended sediment at an elevated level. They have more concern with the North Channel site since that is closer to the channel and would prefer that the North Channel be addressed in later evaluations in the future. They also have some concerns with the high level of suspended sediment may cause stress to shellfish, in particular during the summer months when the water temperature is high and the high levels of biological activity. in oysters and clams growing areas, they recommend that the dredging be avoided during the months of July, August, and September. And again, no other state agency has expressed opposition. I want to skip some of the summary and just go right to the staff's recommendation. Since the proposed sites have been used in the past, and since it does not appear that the continued use of the sites will result in any significant long-term adverse impacts, staff recommends approval of the project with the stipulation that no material will be placed on vegetated wetlands and a time of year restriction from July 1st through September 30th to protect spawning shellfish. We further recommend that the elevation of the dredge material not exceed 2 feet above the mean low water of the adjacent marsh, and that the applicant be required to submit post bathymetric and cross-sectional drawings, surveys of both the federal project channel and the disposal site. And we also recommend that the Corps be required to evaluate other alternatives to the overboard disposal site adjacent to North Channel prior to the next projected maintenance dredging. That's my
appeal. Any questions of Mr. Badger? Is the Corps here or represented? Do you have anything that you'd like to add to the presentation?
I have one statement.
Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, self God. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Robert Perry, John, the Corps of Engineers Operations Program.
Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you. Just one comment in relation to the North Channel. Hank informed me that they were recommending a study looking at the transport of the dredge material for placement site, whether it might be impacting the channel there. Before the next dredging cycle. North Channel's typical dredging cycle, if we were to maintain it on a regular basis and had the funding, would be every 2 to 3 years. I think at this point, it would be difficult for us to get the funding to do the study before the next dredging event. I would just like for your consideration maybe to extend a potential study of that site out over a longer period of time so that we have time to get that into our soonest availability now is to get into the 2012 budget. All the shallow draft navigation projects have been very constrained on funding the past few years, and I think we have a difficult time meeting that condition. We may be right back here before you in 2 or 3 years requesting the extension of the permit, not having that study potentially done. So that kind of concerned me. I just wanted to address that with you and see if that is a possibility to extend that out.
Mr. Grab, what's staff's position as far as that request is concerned?
Obviously, we'd like to see it before they do it. The project's not going to get funded. The next meeting site really doesn't make any difference. I think I'd still prefer to have the applicant come back in 3 years if they're looking at it and either ask for permission for another approval to use this time, here's the status of the study, as opposed to
they'll be all right with you.
That's fine, sir. I just wanted to make sure the commission was on the same expectation levels we were with the funding.
That'd be fine. Any questions of the gentleman? Is anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Holland.
I move the adoption of staff recommendation.
For a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion?
I'm sorry. Staff recommendation with modification.
That's correct. That would be part. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Badger, thank you, sir.
Thank you.